A proposal to change the face of mass transit in southeast Michigan was narrowly defeated by voters on Tuesday. This is Lisa Berry, and here to tell us what that means for Washtenaw County and the three other local counties who voted on the proposal is the CEO of the RTA, the Regional Transit Authority, Michael Ford. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
I'm assuming you are seeing this as defeated at this point?
Yes, I think the numbers would indicate that at this point. We're obviously disappointed, but we're going to continue to strive to see what we can do to get something done in this region. We desperately need better regional connected transportation.
The proposal would have raised just over $4.5 billion and would have included commuter rail service between Detroit and Ann Arbor. So locally for this area, do you see that as a pretty big disappointment?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge economic driver. Being able to get people from Ann Arbor to Detroit or Detroit to Ann Arbor or in between those locations like Ipsy or Dearborn or Wayne to get to jobs and, other essential areas just for freedom, flexibility, recreation, or just moving people across the region.
I know there were a lot of businesses in Ann Arbor that were looking forward to that, thinking that would help boost employment.
Absolutely. Those two areas between Detroit and Ann Arbor and between are major job centers, so being able to help stimulate economic development, getting people to jobs, has a very significant impact on the region.
And a big loss for seniors and those with disabilities as well?
Absolutely. Seniors, people with disabilities would benefit from this plan, getting them from one county to another, being able to get them to work, having the flexibility and freedom, quality of life issues. Also millennials, being able to have services in densely populated areas or not having to have a vehicle or just anybody just trying to navigate the systems and being able to get from one region to another with seamlessness.
Washtenaw County voters did approve the funding for the RTA by about 56%, narrowly approved in Wayne County. It was defeated in Oakland County, and Macomb County is where you saw your biggest loss. Have you had a chance to boil it down and figure out why?
I haven't had a chance to at this point. This is pretty fresh information, and in the coming days and weeks, we'll be able to kind of look into some of the issues and maybe get a better understanding on what we can do in the near future.
This has been something that's been talked about for a long time in southeast Michigan.
Absolutely. I think this has been maybe the 26th opportunity or a chance to try to do this and bring the regions together. A lot of outreach and engagement, a lot of data was used to understand the needs and how we could best address the gaps and fill in those holes where there are right now. People can't get the jobs or educational institutions or just have the quality and freedom that they deserve in this region.
Just to clarify, you said the 26th time?
My understanding is this has been attempted about 26 times.
Do you think 27 will be the charm?
Well, it's got to happen. It's a matter of when. You can really imagine all the hundreds of meetings we've been at and just the need for this region. We're one of the last metropolitan cities in the nation that doesn't have regional transportation. So I'm very committed to knowing that we need to still move this forward to get it done.
How long do you have to wait before you can do it again?
Not until 2018 by the legislation that enabled the RTA.
Is that the plan?
That will be up to our board to determine where we go from here and what makes sense and how do we keep things moving until then. But that's a board discussion. And given that we still haven't got all the information and still looking through data and other things, that'll all be part of that consideration.
Michael Ford, CEO of the RTA, the Regional Transit Authority. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.